Hello and welcome to The Late Factor, your source in security news and bus related information that's late by 2 minutes. Wow. What the fuck is this video stream? That's the construction site. Or is it? Time's wrong on the camera. Yeah, I mean, I knew the time was going to be wrong. Well, it's actually like really close though.
Hello and welcome to the late and overlapping factor.
Why are we overlapping?
Because you did it already and I just did it again.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah. Does anyone know where we are, where we're streaming from? I'll tell you, we're not streaming from a construction site. Tell you what, if you get the guess right, if you get the place...
Oh, are we also... Is there audio for people? Because we were on the scene before and people said there wasn't any audio.
It looks like there should be audio.
All right.
Corner of Featherston Street. That happens to be the correct answer.
Yeah. Right. So, traffic lights. If you look... should I just put a circle around it?
The audio is already into like the red for us, so we can't really bump it up anymore.
So if you look at that traffic light there where the zero is at the moment, that is the one that is going to be turning red. That hand, it will probably get moved. And if you notice, there's actually a Mexican flag down the bottom. We're actually in Mexico.
That's why they call us Le Bus Factor. Oh, I know. What's the bus factor in Mexican?
It'll be El Factor Autobus.
El Factor Autobus.
Actually, no, it'll be La Factora.
La Factora
Autobus. De Autobus.
De Autobus. The factor of buses.
Yeah, so we are... on the corner of Featherston Street and I think it's Hunter Street that goes down here.
I think Hunter's
here.
The next one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what this one is. It might just be Featherston still. Like the one trailing off to the left.
Turns into something and that's Lambton Key in front of us. And like the... This is we're the close new, to the old bank arcade.
This is the new stream location, yeah. Okay, so we can't actually see many buses running red lights, but there is a possibility that buses will run a red light at here because Lambton Key is currently unavailable to buses.
Yeah.
Well, in one direction, you just saw a bus going past, but in the other direction.
Yeah, can you see? No, you can't see a cone. Oh, you might be able to see a cone under... Yeah, there's a cone underneath the chat window.
What, a cone?
Yeah.
Like a cone of weed?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, it's Hunter Street. Okay, sorry.
It is Hunter Street, yeah. Right, so
there's a bus coming now.
The light is currently green.
Proof that bus has come this way. A second bus.
As you can see, it's kind of hard to tell whether it's green or red, but it's currently green.
You know, the other day I went to cross and a bus started going through the lights. It turned red, so it just stopped in that big like middle bit there.
Oh, yeah.
And so people had to walk around it awkwardly. It was very like,
But bus. They don't run red lights, I thought.
Well, it stopped in the middle of an intersection. Is that running a red light?
Now it's red. If anyone saw that change.
Yeah, it's difficult to see on the screen.
It's quite difficult for us to see as well. We're like 7 floors up now.
Yeah, I think the light is compressed up by the 480p video. Yeah, I got to say, it's not easy to see for us even in real life. So
yeah.
When the roadworks are done, the buses will be back to that single lane only. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so buses should normally come from Lambton Key and just go in that bus lane.
Yeah, you can see like the text buses. So that's, that's the car. Oh, there's one there. Zoom.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
That's why they call us the bus factor.
Looks so weird from the top, eh?
Yeah, it's like almost nauseating to look at the stuff.
Because it's not like kind of like when we look out the window, it's not the view we really get.
Yeah, we get a, like, I don't know, a
slightly angled, yeah,
differently. Whereas, like, watching on the like flat 2D projected video just looks a little bit strange.
Yeah, it looks like real weird.
So, how many buses do you think are gonna? No, I'll rephrase this. How many buses are we going to catch running through a red light?
I think zero.
I think zero.
I'm actually gonna vote zero.
I think the best we'll get is one caught, like in the middle. I think that's the best we'll get.
We also have not looked at this intersection ever before.
Yeah,
so
we have no idea. Well, we couldn't have it because it only recently got closed, so...
Well, the buses still would have come through, but...
Well, from the other direction, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but, like, they still have similar distances to travel.
Yeah, but...
If they're going the other way.
I feel like they'd be less likely to go through it. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, it's just really hard to tell if it's red or green.
It must be green because people are coming through. Oh, there was like two bikes going around. Ooh.
I'll see if I can try and see the orange flick on.
It'd be real cool to drift around that corner and have this video shot. Like if you're filming a video and...
It just turned orange and red. Yeah, all right. It's really hard to see.
It must be green because people are coming through. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little bit. Can you add a second video source input on top and make it real big? Not easily. Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like too much effort.
I mean, if we were...
Sorry.
Like, we could set up a little AI that zones in on those pixels. We could get some university students to build a red light, light detection color.
We should do that.
Yeah. Do you remember when the university students spent like, I don't know, like a month rewriting the entire program and it worked worse? Do you remember that?
You're so mean.
I know, but it was kind of funny. They did good. They like learned lots as well. But yeah, come on.
You sometimes hear beeping from the office.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard beeping a few times.
From this office?
Yeah. Just before when I was setting up the bus factor.
There was beeping.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
think. Why are you acting like retarded?
What caused beeping?
The cars.
Oh, like honking.
Okay. Honking is what this guy makes. He goes, honk, honk.
I thought you meant like, I don't know, like an AC unit malfunctioning, like a beep. Cars toot and honk. They don't really beep.
They also beep.
You know what beep is? Beep, 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 beep.
Or beep, beep.
That's a big beep, but honk, honk. That is a car noise.
Cars do not make honks.
Cars honk. Poll right here in the chat, motherfuckers. Do cars beep, honk, or what? Yeah, yeah, there we are. TPP also thought a device. Yeah, there we are. Does your Wi-Fi reach down to street level? I don't think it does. They toot. I'll also accept toot. Toot and honk, I knew I wouldn't know exactly what you meant. But beep, I was like, what the fuck beeps here? What'd you hear beeping?
In context of traffic, people beep. People beep at this intersection.
You were real ambiguous about it.
People beep at this intersection.
People don't beep. Cars might honk, but people... What?
People make the action.
Yes, but they don't...
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Okay, but you can't
cars
say people
don't beep.
Beep.
Yeah. People beep.
You want to hear people beeping? Yeah, I'll do it right now. Beep, 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 beep. That's me beeping.
Cool. People beep down there
people
as well.
People don't beep down there.
While they're
cars
in their cars.
Yeah. Cars definitely don't beep. JJ Julie Jim says cars don't beep. TPP says cars don't beep. No one here thinks cars beep. Dave also says cars don't beep.
Jolly Jim says, you know, car beeps. Up ahead.
Cars definitely don't beep, Lamau. Yeah, she was joking. She was making fun of you.
Nah, mate, nah.
Look, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 people who think cars don't beep and you who does. So I'm willing to pull rank. In this beep-tastrophe.
Pulling rank, wow.
It's not pulling rank. What am I calling it? Like pulling democracy? I don't know. I'm willing to say that we have democratically elected that cars don't beep. They honk and they toot. And if someone said that car down there is beeping its horn, then I would be like, yeah, okay, I get that.
I'm going to move this chair. Do you want to chuck it over there? I don't have many hands.
We forgot to mention Hugh's had an amputation recently, so
this is a better one. Knock up an ABS violation, mate.
Oh, is that what? I don't. Oh, it's yeah, it is a little bit over. Troy XD says you honk a horn, you don't beep a horn. TPP says cars don't beep unless the oil's low, and JJ Jolly Jim dubs this beep gate. The beep catastrophe. ABS violation. Where are we? ABS. We have like 30 elements in our stream.
I know, right?
We have the little ghost.
It's one of those labels.
Cobwebs. PSD, auto, bus. ABS via cake. ABS count. Here we
ABS
are.
ABS count.
Bam. Bump it up to number one. That's what we should have guessed on today. We would have been able to guess what it was. ABS violations. That cyclist went through a red light as well, right? Was that red? Is that red?
What?
Was it red?
I didn't see a cyclist at all.
A cyclist definitely went through.
I literally didn't see a cyclist.
Yeah, it's the cameras are delayed a little bit.
There's another cyclist, but...
Is there the red light? People are walking across.
Nah, it just turned orange.
Okay, so he's okay?
I think it just turned red now.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's green, man. What we need... Are there any fans in Wellington that want to, like, stand down there and just, like...
Just make,
tell
make
us if it's
smoke
red or not.
Signals as it tears the light.
Oh, get ready with the ABS count.
Okay.
Knock him up. Knock him up.
Yeah, he went on it? Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll knock that up. But we shouldn't say knock it up, because that's slang for pregnancy. We should say bump it up, maybe.
Knock him up.
JJ Jolly Jim's at home, so, yeah. Oh, it's real hot. I'm taking the sweater off. I think it's because, like, that window is open, so all the cold air is getting out.
Yeah, and, like, we've got AC going as well.
Do you know we have 5 AC units in here, and all of them are miscalibrated? I think except for one. I think one's calibrated correctly. So all of them are on 25 degrees, and people still complain it's too cold.
It also gets super hot when you're doing Beat Saber, mate.
Did you see the car charge at that pedestrian? I didn't see it. Yeah, it does get hot. We got VR in the office this week, and it's pretty warm.
Oh, there's some birds eating some
poop.
Something down in Mexico land. Like little sparrows.
Oh, yeah. Bit I don't know bread. If we can see that on the camera. Nah, the sparrows are approximately 3 pixels. So
approximately 3 pixels.
Yeah, someone with a large card announcing the light color. Yeah, yeah. Someone should sit down there with just a big set of 3 cards. And the thing is, everyone around would be like, what the fuck are you doing putting cards out as the lights change? You don't need to know that.
We got the sign up, mate.
Oh, okay, I'm sure. They'll be able to read that from down there. Like, it's completely flat against our window. Hey, okay, do we want to do any news? Oh, tell you what, let's be topical. Why is that road closed to you?
I have actually forgotten ABS counts. Do we do that for cars or just buses?
Just buses. Yeah, mirror on a post that we're thinking that. Just throw a big camera out with Cat 5. Yeah, yeah. This camera, we were seriously considering it, suspending it out the window with an Ethernet cable. And we thought it would hold. But the issue is then once it's down there, we can't angle it correctly. But we did seriously consider it.
We'd be able to, like, lean out and balance it somewhere. Lean out and duct tape, blue tack it.
Yeah, it wouldn't get us that much better of a thing. We'd need a real long, like a 300-meter cable. Maybe not 300 meters. You know what I mean. Long cable. Why is the road closed, Hugh?
So this road is closed. Tell you what, this opens up quite a kettle of worms.
Kettle of worms.
I
think most people say a kettle of fish or a can of worms, but okay, a kettle of worms.
What is even a kettle of fish? Like, are people, like the thing is it
you,
like the boiling?
Thing you store your fish in, right? No, it's a different kettle.
Oh, yeah, you get those kettle... Yeah, I think I know the one. You can put worms in there.
A kettle of worms,
right,
yeah.
So that's a whole kettle of worms.
Yeah, you know, you have just this breadth of expressions that are just slightly different to the ones everyone knows. Like, they're real similar. Everyone knows exactly what you mean, but they're all slightly different. Enough that if you're not paying close attention, you're like, that's fine. And then you're like, kettle of worms.
Kettle of worms. So this, there are a lot of road closures in Wellington at the moment.
Two I can think of.
Three.
Yeah, you're right. Three. I missed one. Yeah.
Like, one is the main story here.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot the main one.
This one, I believe they're redoing the curb.
Why? Like,
they, I don't know, just redoing it. Waste some taxpayer money.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Have they
budget
like planned
coming
it for
up,
a
right?
while? Is it planned or what?
Yeah,
I
they
don't
probably
remember hear anything about it.
They might not have spent their budget this year, so they just need to do some work.
Financial year is not for a while yet.
Yeah, this might take 3 months.
Good point, actually.
Like, they're only doing this block of Lambton Quay at the moment.
It's such a small amount, right?
So they might just shift over next month.
Yeah, true. On the Wallace Street closure as well, actually, they're only doing way less than I thought. They did closed off, like, a tiny portion of it, like, one
block. Yeah, when they announced it, I thought, like, all of Wallace Street
was
closed.
Yeah, like, up, like, all the way past the high school and uni, like, just all of that I thought was going to be done.
I haven't actually walked up since it's been closed. I walked through the high school and looked over, and I'm like,
oh, yeah, I spent a lot of time looking through high schools as well, so yeah. Yeah, it's actually not close to that part. That part's open.
Yeah, it's like quite far down, isn't it? I probably should.
Yeah,
like,
basically
walk
next
down.
Block after that, it's closed.
Yeah, so the Wallace Street is closed for just water pipe maintenance.
Yeah.
Just maintenance.
Which would also mean it's proactive water pipe.
I think it's actually kind of proactive. Maybe. But, like, it might be reactive to
It could be proactive
else.
In the sense that they're like, shit, we've been losing millions of litres on the street for 2 years now. Let's be proactive.
Speaking of shit, the other road closure in town is due to a large amount of sewage, like hundreds of litres per minute, I think. Just getting dumped into the stormwater drain, which I don't know if you know that. The stormwater drain just flows into the harbour.
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah, yeah.
So the reason why the sewage just
What
broke,
street is this, by the way?
This was just Willis Street, you know. Well, it's actually top of Dixon Street, but they are now reactively replacing all of the sewage pipes, basically all along Willis Street.
Yeah.
I was just about to call it Sewage Street.
Sewage Street, yeah. I don't really understand exactly how it went there. I thought Wallace Street was for new reservoir up there or something, somewhere. It is to do with the water, though, right? I think they wanted to improve resilience during...
they are doing... they're making a new water reservoir up Bell Road, which is kind of close to Wallace Street, maybe. So it might be to do with that. I should note this isn't the water factor.
This is
so
the bus factor.
We don't really know the reasons for anything.
Let me tell you, the number 3 bus goes on that route. And yep. I was actually, the first time I caught it, I was like, oh, fuck, I hope it's not too big of a deviation. Because if it goes wildly different.
Oh, yeah, because it's still one lane, right? And so it's a stop go or something?
Nah, it's two lanes now. It was one lane for months. Now that they've done the diversion, it's two lanes. You know what's weird?
Oh, so you divert away from.
Better now. It flows better.
Yeah.
Because it was one lane on Wallace and, like, everyone just took Wallace. Now you have to avoid Wallace on part of it. And so it flows really nicely because it's ridiculous that they hadn't done it early. My understanding is Wallace Street is for portable water. I believe
maybe
that.
I'll do this.
It's about water. Be careful of the cable. You just, like, he's just rearranging his position and everything. But yeah, the 3 is better now there, but there's 2 lanes and it's just slightly different, flows much better. Willis Street's fully closed off, right?
Willis Street...
like on that portion.
So Willis Street is closed from Gusney Street, I think. It was a bit hard to know because they haven't really coned off the area that well.
Oh,
and
really?
There was like a fucking 3-4 car pile up. Well, not pile up, but 3-4 car... so they've got like one lane open to drive in if you're a resident.
Okay.
And like 2 cars were coming out and 1 car was trying to go in. Like, oh my God, like what is this fucking mayhem?
They can't do much about that.
There are 2 buses in both lanes.
Is that a problem?
There's only 1 bus lane around the corner.
Yeah, but not at the corner.
Are they just trying to like overtake each other?
Yeah, just all fitting in there. One time... The Courtney Place was closed. No, not Courtney. Sorry, what's just past Courtney? Manners. Like the Manners. Entrance to Manners was closed.
Oh, right? Yeah.
The buses couldn't go down there. So they went like all the way down. I don't know whatever the road is, like waterfront up to you know fucking whatever. Their point is they bypassed like 8 stops, and I was like Jesus Christ! Like it was just so frustrating. Not that they could do anything else about it. But.
Oh, it is kind of weird because you can drive up Dixon Street then. Turn onto this end of Willis Street.
Oh, yeah, because it's past that where it's closed off, yeah.
And, like, I think the only reason they're doing that is because of Wellington's shitty one-way system. They literally have to let cars go through, even though they're doing work in that area.
Oh, because otherwise you'd have to come like, all the way over here.
Basically
onto
the waterfront,
Key.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't even go down Willis Street that way.
Nah.
you wouldn't be able to get to anywhere.
Yeah, it's so fun. Because I was like... my wife wanted to like see the pipes while they're like dug up and like
damn she is nerdy.
Like we walked down and I was like, wait, why is that road open? And then I was like, oh, it must be because of this fucking one way system.
Yeah, only way to get to Bullcott unless you're a bus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want that.
The seat.
Yeah. I thought I'd like hang out the window a bit.
But didn't work out like that.
Because I want to be able to see this red. It's red now. Cyclists, knock him up.
He went through a red light, didn't he?
Yeah, he's currently going through.
Oh, he was cautious about it. Okay.
Cyclists, yeah, I think he waited until it turned green, but definitely entered with the intention of running.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. There we go. One cyclist red light runner. Sorry, I just...
What else did I think? Oh, that could have been my wife's car. Who knows? It was just green and I couldn't see the number plate.
Wow, a car went past. Could have been your wife's. Nice.
What was I thinking? The coning in the Willow Street closure. Like, you know how when you're coming down Willow Street, you can either, by Gusney Street, you can either turn left, go straight, or turn right. So, you're not meant to go straight because the road's closed. Cars were in all three lanes.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, I can't turn that way. So now the people turning, going straight, just fucking cut in front of the people turning left. Yeah, and I'm oh my God, how are the fucking collisions not happening?
Chaos. They probably should have coned it off further back.
They really should have. They've done this before. Like when the terrace tunnel, like there was an accident there. They like just don't cone off all the things they should.
Now, to be fair, how many like road worker people do you know? You know what they thrive on? Bureaucracy. They thrive on 6 months of planning the exact road closures, going through three committees, and being signed off by eight executives.
It makes me feel like there's like a world shortage of cones. Like they're trying to save like the amount they're putting out.
Save the cones. No, I think there's a world shortage of like doing it. Because why would... If you work for fucking Downer or whoever's doing it, why would you spend money coding off a thing that the council hasn't told you to do? You could pay the same amount regardless.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Why do a good job when you do a shitty job?
Yeah.
Now, if anyone knows anyone working for those places, well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Do you want to take another story? I've done my story. Yeah, poop pipes. We wrote up.
Your lane's real big this week. We can put the special story in your lane. We did allude to some
big news
this week. So we'll talk about that at some point. Is it red yet? It must be red, right? Is it red?
Nah, I think it's green.
Look how many are going through. There's only like four of them. Surely one of them's running a red light.
I think it's green.
Buses can't exist without running red light. It like powers them. After they got rid of the tram like electricity lines, that's what they're powered on. The rage of pedestrians as they run through red lights. Okay, what have I got?
Now it's red.
What operating system do you use at home, Hugh?
What operating system do I use at home? None.
What operating system would you use if you had a computer at home?
I'm not actually sure.
Okay, what operating system would your father use at home if he chose?
I think he rolls Ubuntu.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What operating system would someone who's not a complete nerd use at home?
I don't know.
Yeah, fucking, I realize this is fucking futile. Do you know Windows 7?
Windows 7, nah, I don't think I know it. This is a window. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 windows here.
You're right, there's 7.
I like how you counted that. You were like...
For a second, I was like, that seems like a weird number of windows to have.
Yeah, it's
because
of this like weird one.
Yeah, there's like an extra little one. There would be 6, but then they put in a little sneaky extra one. This was a window that opened at some point, right?
Oh, yeah. This office, they've, like, painted together, like, all the windows.
I think it's more than painted. I think they've, like,
I think it's painted because this one looks like someone's, like, fucking mashed it out.
Oh, yeah?
So I think if we, like, razor blade that...
Yeah, that actually does feel quite squishy, yeah.
Yeah, that does feel kind of putty-ish.
Yeah.
Oh!
What was that? Is it going through red light?
He was creeping forward, so I think it was red... He went over the line. I'm gonna call it.
There we are. Davenport NZ uses Linux Mint. Gosh. What I was searching for was someone to say Windows 7. Anyway, Windows 7, being end of life, I believe January the 14th, currently still has 27% market share. I don't know if that's all Windows PCs or all desktops or all Windows desktops, but it's a lot.
So we've got one bus now.
We've got one. What do you mean?
One bus on the counter. Did you put it up?
I thought you. I didn't know. Did he creep into the intersection or was he ABS?
I think he.
Remember what we talked about? If we're
sure. What are the rules?
If he goes over the line, it counts.
I think he went over the line. Well, he was over the line. He was like creeping.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly took off. Which, I'm.
Okay, we did talk about. If we're not sure though, it's up to you. The line, the reputation of the bus factor is on the line. Are you willing to gamble our reputation? If you are,
I am willing to gamble it.
There we are.
Okay. Because
let's do it.
Why else would why else would that behavior happen?
You want me to tell you? You want me to tell you?
Yep.
I'll tell you the reason.
Yep.
He knows we're doing this.
He knows we're doing this.
He looked up
and saw the
camera.
It's the cops.
He looked up and throw the goose at them. Throw the goose.
Oh my god.
Deploy the goose.
Nah, then the camera will fall. Nah, the goose isn't actually holding up the camera
anymore. It would take so long to fall down that it would definitely hit three cars backwards.
Fucking fly away.
Yeah, it's a really light goose. Someone needs to weight that goose down. If we
do have a lot of blue tack holding this camera, just in case, because the camera would probably kill someone.
We did have the short discussion of if this camera falls, it will kill someone. Are
it
we
might
okay
just
with
fall
this?
On the thing. Like, it's actually
it
not
might go through. Depending on that, what that is. I don't
you
know
reckon? I think that's a raised thing. Because,
above the street level.
Yeah, so, above the street level, it's got, one level. And then on top of that, it's got one more awning.
That. Yeah, there's an embassy in this building. Hey, do you reckon if the embassy ever leaves, we'll get to put up a ZX security flag?
Oh, yeah, man.
Also, does that building have a hole in it and they just duct tape some tarp over top of it?
I do wonder that. It doesn't show on the camera.
You can't show on the camera, but one of these buildings here just has a tile missing, it looks like, and they have just duct taped a piece of tarp to it.
Yep.
To cover the gap.
Yep.
That's what it looks like.
That is what it looks like.
I think that's what it is.
I also think that's what it is. I mean, how else would you describe that behavior?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, one time, so I was staying with a friend over in America, right? I was like, cheap accommodation, had to pay for my flights over. He was like, yeah, you can stay with me. So I stayed with him for a few days. Their shower, he's like, yeah, we have a shower. Fucking a hole in the wall in the shower.
Wow.
And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm like, what do you fucking mean don't worry about it? That your house is filling up with water from the shower.
Do you want to ask Import NZ?
Yeah.
About his shower.
Import NZ.
Whether there are holes.
What's
anywhere
going on
in
with the shower? You can't have holes because it fucks your house, right?
I think because
you're meant to have a special
long,
drip, right?
A long time. There hasn't been a roof in the shower. Like you can see all the studs and stuff.
Okay. And it goes into the roof cavity?
It's downstairs, but two floors and it's on the bottom floor.
Not the worst thing then.
Yeah.
It's not great. But
then the upstairs shower currently doesn't have, it's not used as a shower or a bath. It's like one of those shubs. But the wall's gone.
The wall's gone.
Yeah. So you can put your shampoo and soap And there's also several tens and maybe even hundreds of litres of homebrew wine just in the bathtub.
Nice. Davenport NZ says it is called a ceiling. I'm guessing he's referring to those exposed studs you were talking about. Oh, it's got all these. Yeah, there's a ceiling. Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. That's not super bad. But the other one that's not used as a shower, that sounds problematic to use as a shower. But it's not.
You can't use it because the tap's been taken off.
Well, then that seems fine, right? I don't see a problem with that.
For a long time,
it
was a working shower.
You're trying to dob in someone, and it actually doesn't sound like a big problem.
Yeah,
I suppose. Destroys your house if you mess it up too bad. Okay, what else is on here? Do you know...
When I've been in my shower, I've debated just fucking putting a hole through the wall, because we're getting rid of it, sir.
What? Why would what? When
we're
you have
doing
a shower, you just sometimes contemplate smashing a hole in the wall.
It looks I could almost push it over.
Okay, here's some advice for you. Don't do that until you're ready to fucking fix it.
I haven't done it yet. I have started pulling off a lot of wallpaper, though.
You need to find a way to relax in the shower. If you are having a shower and you're like, I can fucking smash a hole in this wall right now.
No,
you gotta
like
chill out, bro. Get some lavender fucking shampoo, man. Give me some calming stuff.
Oh man, I just got the EcoStore shampoo. Not shampoo, soap, but I foolishly got the fragrance free one.
Is that a problem?
Well, it looks like just clear liquid.
Okay.
Doesn't smell like anything, but it's soap.
Okay. What's the problem? Why is that foolish?
the next thing over was the coconut smelling one. Ooh.
Fucking love coconut, man. Coconut, cocoa butter, bit of vanilla.
The thing I was filling it up from used to be a coconut soap anyway. So like we've basically gone to like a weird one, which is weird.
I don't know. Like I don't mind whether it smells or not, but if I am going to choose a smelly one, cars don't beep and showers don't have holes. Yeah.
Wait, cars beep. Who's saying cars don't beep?
Cars don't beep. No one believes cars beep. Lavender shampoo, put on some Kenny G and just discover yourself. I don't know what Kenny G is. Do you know what Kenny G is? I know Kenny versus Spinny. Is Kenny G from Kenny versus Spinny?
Have you talked... Oh, yeah. I was thinking, like, you had some stories, right?
I also was going to talk about the second one, and then you brought up the fact you don't have smelly shit in the shower anymore, so...
Oh, yeah? All right. Go on.
This actually, next one's really
good. Scooters.
See what I can't.
Two scooters running red lights.
They're driving on the road, dude. I mean, the footpath.
No, but they were on the road. They ran the red light.
Oh,
then
electric
joined the
scooters.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like scooters. You know, the kind that I don't know are different. Do you know? You know, like the little hydraulic-y chairs you get in the office. They're actually not hydraulic. They're like gas, where you and it goes up and down.
Yep.
Do you know those generate an EMP spike that can knock out displays?
Are you for real?
I'm fucking not kidding you, man. So, there's this sweet video on Twitter where someone jumps in their chair. They, like, get up and jump back down on it. Fucking knocks out their display. Like, temporarily, of course. It generates enough interference that if you have unshielded display port cables, especially running on high res, knocks it out. Fucking gone. Just like that. Snap. The snappening of... bad screens. And if you read like the docs that some company who makes cables put out, they were like, yeah, it's true. There's like been white papers about it. It just, I don't know how the fuck it works, but it does. It's crazy.
You know what I've just thought about this new office?
It is a new bus factory decision. Yeah,
the toilet is so far away and I have to go through several doors and take my thing to get back in because it's locked.
Here at this office?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, mate. Are you making fun of me?
But now here I am.
Okay, and you can just piss out the window? Yeah, okay, fair enough. You would be pissing pissing onto a Mexican flag, so...
No, I reckon I could get past it.
No, you can't control it. At this height, it's the wind. The wind gets you.
Is it illegal to spill beer on a Mexican flag? Or just any flag?
Because
could just, like...
That might be illegal. Like, it might be illegal to do it in this scenario, but it's not a law that you can't put beer on flags.
I think it would be illegal if I dropped the bottle, but not just... tip the bottle, surely.
Public nuisance?
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
there's all those like weird laws that never get applied. Oh,
the police have a pretty
hit up the ABS.
Bird.
Hit up the ABS.
Oh yeah, he is over it. I'm doing it. Where are we? ABS count. There we are. That's why they call him the count. Yeah. Anyway, the chairs thing's weird, right? I just want to go around like bumping on my chair, just seeing if anyone's cables fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, we had a coworker who, whenever he received a SMS message or a phone call, it would...
That's right.
It was his laptop as well. His laptop would turn off.
That was so weird.
His laptop would turn off. It was
like, we just couldn't work out. It was only when he got called, right?
Only when he got called or something, yeah. He had like a 2G phone as well. It was like quite old. I don't know if it's 2G, but it was like, it was not smart. Might have been 3G. Could have been 2G. I don't know.
You used to run a dumb phone.
Fuck yeah. Nokia 301. Best phone I ever had. It legit was one of the best ones I've ever had.
Then how come you don't go back to it?
I lost it.
How come you don't buy a replacement?
When I started working at a place that required me to be on call, they offered the choice of smartphone or dumb phone. And since I needed to carry around the thing for being on call anyway, I was just like, smartphone's fine. That way I don't need to carry like an extra device.
Yeah, but you've since moved jobs.
Yeah.
So how come you don't
buy a new phone? But I buy... Dude, I'm so stingy. I was running a Nokia 301 until I lost it. This phone, I haven't bought a new one since I brought this one, which is the only reason I got the last one, was because I lost my old phone.
Yeah.
I'm stingy, man. I'm a stingy, stingy person. Have you got any other stories? We should switch up.
Do you want me to take over the special story?
Not yet. Where are we? Citrix NetScaler bugs, if you're running the Citrix NetScaler VPN.
Oh, I did have one story.
Yeah?
Well, so the thing is, over the break, there's like not much... bus news, like, at all.
Free buses on Christmas.
There was free buses on Christmas.
It was used a lot as well, like, at least by my house.
And buses replaced trains over the summer break.
Really?
Yeah, because they're fixing up the railway lines. They do it every summer.
Yeah, well, then how come they constantly break? If they do because it once a year, how is it not?
Because they don't do a good enough job.
It's weird.
Simple. God. I did see them working out there every once in a while.
So what's the story? Was that the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you wanted me to do a story. I've done a story. My next story is the big story.
Okay. Whoa, these cars are all silver, so they all look like they're all like...
Oh, yeah, wow.
Look how many of them are silver or white. That's crazy.
It is a common color.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, let's play a game. Let's come over to the screen. You have to guess what color the next car we're going to be is. I'm going to say silver.
Silver, you reckon?
Don't look over there. Don't look. Get away from the window. You have to look over here. Come on, come on, come on, come on. What color? I reckon silver. Quick, 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 before he turns up.
Red.
Red, okay, let's have a look. Is it going to be red or silver? TPP also guesses red. Did you just guess red because TPP is really good at guessing stuff?
No, I didn't see that, actually, sorry.
Yeah, well, I could win, or you two could win. Or, you know, someone else could win. We'll see. What's taking so long? It has to be a car.
Changing
to
what?
Has to be a car. No, 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 you can't.
Changing the silver. Changing the silver again.
Yeah, it was white.
Oh, then like a brown motorbike. Motorbike silver. Yeah.
Brown? That's like blackish green? On this.
Oh, it's more blue.
Yeah.
Silver again.
That's green.
Red. 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 Yeah.
What's the red one? Red is not that common of a car color, is it?
Yeah, I can see reflection in that.
Yeah, yeah. We could have said green, assuming a bus was going to come.
I was thinking we could potentially have done it from the boardroom.
I don't know if we have any windows in there.
Through the reflection. None of them opened. But we could have jimmied up a thing and like reflected off that onto that.
Up a thing? What do you mean?
Did you see our old office set up with the camera?
Yeah.
We're just hanging.
Oh, I see what you mean. You mean like literally balance stuff off the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant shimmy out this windowsill and go across. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. You couldn't.
You couldn't actually because it stops like here.
Hang on. Someone might be able to. Let me look at how it is.
No, like...
What about a parkour pro?
You literally can't. There's like no ledge. The ledge disappears.
Yeah,
then you have to go round a fucking corner that's like maybe a meter away.
Let me look again. Let me look again.
You would have to grip onto the corner.
Look up. Look up.
Oh yeah, you could climb up to that.
Our windowsill up there. I wouldn't do it. I'm getting like clammy hands just thinking about that. But you could climb out there, jump up onto that. Maybe lift yourself up or shimmy across.
I was actually thinking when I was setting this up, we could have just gone to the roof. Because you can go up to the roof there and you can walk along the edge, not in a dangerous way, but like if you're not good with heights, it's probably not something you would do.
Yeah.
But like I felt safe.
I like heights because they make me feel scared. Do you know what I mean? It's like horror movies.
Yeah.
What's the time? 5:40.
What is the time? 5:40?
We could do our big announcement now and then we could end early.
Do you want
to? Hang on, I've got some stories I'll just blat through real quick. Cedric's next killer. Do you want to take a break while I go through some of these stories?
Yeah.
Okay. Q's going to go and get another beer. He looks like he really needs another beer. Citrix Netscaler, I think we talked about this briefly. VPN thingy-majiggy. It's got RCE in it and also directory traversal. I think it's like someone found like a few set of chained bugs. Wasn't clear to me whether someone found it through original research or someone reported it as a Citrix and they patched it and then someone saw what the patch was. But it seems like if you are running a Citrix Netscaler VPN, you may wish to patch. And if you're a pen tester, or some other nefarious person, you may wish to exploit that. You could see... I think someone said there was like 30,000 still unpatched when they checked yesterday. So, I don't know. That's a pretty decent-sized botnet if someone wants to get a little botnet going. I thought it'd be fun, you know? You can just mass scan and get a little 30,000. I wouldn't say no to a 30,000-strong botnet, especially if it's VPNs, because those kind of places generally have like business-class internet connections, so you can get some good bandwidth through them. When you hack them. What else we got here? Iran cyber. I just wanted to briefly mention people are talking about Iran because there's the Iranian stuff going on with the guy got killed by the United States. He got assassinated. Pew, pew, pew. People are worried about retaliation from the Iranians. The guy who got assassinated, he was hitting one of the He was part of, head of the organization who the Iranian hackers come under his organization. So I don't know. People are worried and stuff, but I haven't really seen much so far. Some defacements, and then people on Twitter are getting all angry because they're like, "It's just a defacement. It doesn't even count as hacking. It's kind of a hacking. I don't know." It's also we're only seeing the defacements. Like if they hacked it and didn't do anything and just kept waiting, they might be able to do some crazy stuff. Yeah, World War III. That's what everyone's talking about. World War III. Of course, it seems weird to say that it would be a world war if it was just, like, Iran and the United States. Like, I can't see many other people getting involved. Especially because, like, I don't know off the top of my head because I don't really know about politics, but I don't think Iran has many, like, allies, like, globally. Doesn't seem like they do. Though there was that, like, real funny thing where they were doing, like, during one of their presentations, they had a bunch of flags up of all the paramilitary groups that they're associated with. Or rather, that they were willing to be associated with, I guess. So, like, Hamas, and I think they're active in Israel and some other places, and I don't know, Hezbollah and everything. And I thought it was funny, kind of like, you know, greets to your homies, your little thing. What else we got here? SHA-1 pre-image attacks for $200,000. So stop using SHA-1. It's like going the way of MD5, where it's practical to attack it in a number of circumstances. There's this article I've been trying to find for ages where someone did a thing showing, like, how crypto ciphers die. And they were like, it starts with research, theoretical, and then eventually they do the pre-computed attack and a pre-image and blah, 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 and they go through the different steps and they say, you know, on average it takes this long for a cipher to die. And really good. Point is, SHA-1 is going the way of MD5, where you probably don't want to be using it for anything. And the last one here, Firefox had an ODA against it, and it was being actively exploited. I didn't see who it was targeting or anything. And honestly, if we reported every Firefox bug that was exploitable, there'd be a lot. But I guess this one's interesting because it was actively being exploited against raw users. So there we are. That's all my stories. What about you, Hugh? You got anything interesting you want to talk about?
I've got one. It's a bit of a speech.
A bit of a speech. Damn.
Yeah, mate.
You were composing it while you were in the bathroom, were you?
Today is our 106th. Show.
Special number, that 106.
Alas, 106 shows is far too short a time to host such among such excellent and admirable.
Are you
fans.
Reading the Lord of the Rings speech? Is this the Lord of the Rings Hobbit speech that fucking Bilbo does?
I don't know half of you as
it fucking is. It is. Oh god, I was so good at that.
And I like less than half of you as half as well as I deserve.
Okay, that was real good. Yeah, no other countries would be between.
We have things to do.
Wouldn't be a world war.
We've put this off far too long. We regret to announce.
Hang on. If you are going to do this speech, we have to end the stream at the end of the speech, at the point where he puts on the ring. Because otherwise it feels like we're wasting the gimmick.
This is the end.
Wait, do you want me to hit it now?
I am going now, or we are going now. We bid you all a very fond farewell. Goodbye.
Do you want me to hit stop stream?
Oh my god, you're terrible. Yeah, that's what all that head movement was about.
Okay, sorry, here we are.
So we are taking a break.
Could be permanent. Might
Could
not be.
Could be permanent. Might not be.
Someone suggested we keep going at special occasions. For example, conferences.
Yep. We are going to B-Sides Canberra this year.
That is true. We are going to B-Sides Canberra. Did we book accommodation yet? No, we didn't.
Nah,
That'll happen on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're good. Turns out there's like no accommodation in Canberra at the moment. Really, you think there'd be more with the fucking fires and everything and be cancelling their trips to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, if anyone's in Australia, it just sucks to be you, I guess.
Yeah. Hopefully you've got a good prime minister that hasn't fled the country and is doing a good job at
this
managing the country.
It's nothing to be afraid of. 6 months later. that guy's a
But
dick.
Yeah, no, it was a good time doing this for like 2 years now, I think.
It has been pretty good. It has ups and downs, but it's been mainly ups.
Yeah.
It's stages.
We've got a fucking AI machine.
Yeah, we legitimately got some university students to build an AI. I think the first intersection we had was the best intersection we
could
have had
as
well.
Like,
there was one better intersection in Wellington that we could have had, and that was the second best one. So I think we did good. The better one, I reckon, would have been corner of Courtney and Victoria? No, what is that one? Courtney and Manners, where they met up.
We can do it from there, from the pub.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It'd be better if it's in the office. One of the reasons I think we're going to pause it is because this office is not great for camera angles for the bus vector.
Yeah.
Can't really see many buses, especially when the other ones opened up the other lane.
And the lights are hard. Like, I was hanging half out the window to try and see when it changed, and it's just quite hard.
Yeah. So, but thanks for everyone who's been with us along the way. We've still got some Bus Factor stickers hanging out, so we'll probably take them to some conferences, but...
And thanks to all our Patreons, I think you've broken even now, haven't you?
I have. I've broken even on the gear I bought for the Bus Factor. A lot of people don't know this, but we have a reasonably expensive audio setup going. Our visual one, our video, that was donated, and I mean, the one of the problems is the laptop's not good, so we can't...
Yeah, the laptop's a fucking piece of shit.
The audio on this show is delicious.
Yeah. It's a short. Do you have any... final words?
Yeah, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Friday evening.
Oh, I know, right? Like,
can you believe we've been doing this for over a year? And just that is, what are you doing?
I think we've been doing it 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 106 episodes. That will be 2 years.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What are you doing on Friday? Same thing I do every fucking Friday, the Bus Factor.
Yeah. It's a lot of effort, like...
It is, man,
literally
it is.
Every
I mean,
every
like,
Friday.
We spend 10 minutes getting news ready. Well, you spent longer, you had to get it all set up, but yeah. That's been
good,
though.
We, like, packed up the laptop in the new office, and we were like, fuck, where's the camera? Like, I was wondering if the camera's just still in the old office.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but like, it took us, like, fucking 10 minutes to find the laptop today. We're like, where is it?
But, yeah, no.
Well, I hope everyone else has had a good time. We'll keep the archives up for, I don't know, the indefinite future. No reason to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Doesn't really cost us anything.
No, not really. Well, it costs you, maybe.
Yeah,
but
it does
like...
cost me. Yeah, it's a good point. I should get my Patreon money. It costs me, you know, $5 a month in S3 fees. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I'll be happy you just taking the Patreon money, because, well, maybe I'll look at it. But
it'll recover this, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, so long.
I hope everyone has
thanks
a wonderful weekend. And I hope everyone stays bussy. And we will.
Would have been amazing if you cut the stream. Just
I wasn't sure if you genuinely wanted me to do that.
You asked, and I kept on like nodding at the laptop.
I know, but then I thought it'd be a bit mean to all the listeners, and I was like,
it was kind of hard, like changing the speech to match this, because it starts with.
Hey, didn't I pick it up quick though?
Or what we should have done was wait. Just a couple more shows, because he did it on his 111th birthday, and we're 106.
That would have been good. That would have been good.
But I only had the thought when I just walked to the toilet.
There are lots of good places, Kai Kawana, but one of the problems with not doing it at the office here is that we're real lazy.
Yeah, well, one of us is really lazy.
Yeah, I'm real lazy. I'm the lazy one.
I have done it from pubs before.
Hugh constantly wants to go out and do it. I'm just like,
I reckon it'll be fun. Like, it'll make it special.
Yeah, but, like, I'm real lazy. Like, but, you know what I'm doing after this?
We might do that now that we're in hiatus. Like,
yeah, we could
I reckon
do.
We could do, like, every month or so. Like,
yeah, once a month. Yeah, that'd
just
be fun.
A Bus Factor reunion.
Okay, well, I think we're about done for today anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you... Who knows when we'll see you?
Yeah.
No one knows. Hang on, I'm just... Sorry, the chat's in front of the stop streaming button. We have the outro song. I forgot about that. Okay.
Oh,
thanks to Weble and Pepe for the music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And PLO as well.
Yeah, PLO and Vingabus. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bus Factor. Lip, 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 lip.
Oh, yeah.
Lip, 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 lip.
Nimbus Vector.
Oh yeah.